I mean, it doesn't really matter anyway. We'll get her done.
As long as it's legal that we talk about it, so that's all that matters, so.
All right, we got this TIF application everybody has from Wash Zone LLC. You're Eugene, right?
Correct, yeah.
You wanna tell these folks what your plans are and what you're asking for?
Well, I'm going to redo the whole parking lot. As we all know, it's probably one of the worst in town. And basically, I got a bid for it to be resurfaced. They'll grind it, resurface it with new asphalt. So I'm just trying to improve things, make things look better. I thought maybe of going to the state and getting half of the money for all the turnarounds. It's always gonna be, so.
That's the turnaround spot.
Yeah, that's the turnaround spot, so. But yeah, that's grinding down and seal coating it and then putting new blacktop on top of it. And you guys have a bid price?
Do what you do.
Of how much they want.
Yeah, I was, twenty.
$20,995.
$20,995 or $29,000?
No, $20,000.
$20,995?
Yeah.
So you're just doing the overlay?
Yeah.
That was the tear out and replace?
Yeah, the tear out was $30,000.
Right. So they can just overlay over the existing and just raise you up? I got you.
Who's doing it? Well, this bid's from Spoon River, and then I'm trying to get one or two more, but.
How much of a lift is it, 2 inches or?
That's what they're saying, 2 inches.
It's 2 inches.
And it basically says, I'll even, you know, 10,000 square foot. For an overlay, tack coat, surface, skim, bad areas to level up, and 2 inch of asphalt or less.
At least bid it anyway, put some competition on it.
Mm-hmm.
How much you want?
Huh? How much am I? I'd like to be able to do the whole thing.
And I laid a new TIF paper there for everybody to see. So after we get the taxes this year, which won't be later in the year, and then we collect loans for the whole year, the loan payments, we'll have $132,000 left. And I do have a couple more that took applications already, so. Because they're wanting to do their parking lots also.
Good.
But I'm trying to do mine as cheap as I can. I could have went the $30,000 around for a whole new one, but why should we spend that kind of money? It's all about savings anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get a couple more bids, you say?
Yeah, I know I've got one coming for sure. About the second one after that, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's hard. Right now, asphalt's going up and up, so like everything else.
Yeah. Kind of a bad time for that.
Yeah.
So it's up daily.
So that's in the back of the self-serves and the automatic on, what is that, H? I forget what avenue that is there, but
the street,
yeah.
How long you think it'll take before you get your other bids?
I'm hoping to get one of them tomorrow, and then I'll have to find somebody to get another one.
I mean, there's only a couple local, isn't there?
Yeah, well, I like to keep it local.
No, quality and
yeah,
and this one.
Stalls.
Stalls. Is that who you're waiting on one?
No, I got one from Stalls.
Right, and you're waiting
on Buck.
Buck.
Waiting on Buck, okay. All right. I mean, I'd be interested in seeing both bids before we do anything. But
we,
but I mean, you know, because I, from the sounds of things, just talking to Buck, he's going to end up being higher.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I was surprised, but from what I was told, Stalls is still kind of doing last year's prices for right now.
Oh, really?
I was told that a month ago. how true it is.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
So whichever is the cheapest is the route I'll go. And that will reflect on you guys. If Buck comes in at 17, then we're just going for 17.
Get the other bid. And then we'll get the number locked down. And everybody knows.
Well, we can always adjust that number. Well, I'm saying we can approve it for this, and if I get the lower one, then that's the one we'll go with.
Yeah.
Well, we kinda, cause we have to do ordinance and everything, so we kinda have to know the number. It has to be okay, you know, at the meeting, so they can write up an ordinance.
Then you're right, we can change it after that, so.
Cause I think that's what we done last time when we put the automatic in.
That's what if he went with the 20,000, we approved that.
We could go ahead and prove it, but we couldn't go ahead and do the ordinance or anything till the final.
Right, and if he can get it done for 17.
Right.
That's what we'll build.
But they kinda have to have the exact numbers when they write all that up.
Yeah.
But at least it would be approved.
Yeah.
No big deal.
But, are we gonna decide what we're gonna give him tonight, or?
Well, on down in the meeting, you can.
At the meeting, yeah. I mean, we can still talk about it.
We got the discussion over with. Maybe.
I mean, the money's there, $137,000.
Hey, go ahead and discuss how you're gonna do it. I mean, cause you can't vote on it until the actual meeting, but.
Right.
But you can discuss how you're gonna do it.
So it's. Whether loan, grant, whatever, right, that's. We've been doing, what, half forgivable loan and half grant, haven't we? I mean, that's what that's.
The last two or three.
Just trying to be fair.
No, I understand.
I mean, it's.
What's the grant?
That's, you don't have to pay back, and the forgivable loan is you don't have to pay back if you're still in business within.
Yeah, so I mean, the grant part, if we do the forgivable loan, you can't sell that, right, for 5 years?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes, I thought it would have to be in business.
Cause you have to stay in business 5 years. If you do that, then you don't have to pay any of that part back.
But if I was to
sell before, then you have to pay that portion back.
And which that is understandable.
Yeah.
One way it's got nothing, and the next way when you sell, if you sell a place, you still pay the.
I'm sure I'm gonna be there till I.
I like your optimism.
Well, you know.
There is no optimist club in Lewistown anymore.
Anymore.
Do whatever you want. I'll agree with whatever you.
So you're looking at doing half forgivable and half grant?
Yeah, I just threw that out there. I thought that's what we've been doing. It doesn't matter to me. Either way.
Does that sound all right to you, Eugene?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's the way you've been doing it with everybody.
Like I said, there is a stipulation as far as how long, if you're gonna be in business, but 5 years goes pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you do find somebody with lots of money and sell up, boy, I don't. I've done some silly things in my life, but.
Not that silly, huh?
No.
No, I mean, if that's the way you've been doing it with everybody, I mean, I'm good with that.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, we're all basically new on here. We haven't been on here that long. Kendall's been on here before, but.
Right.
So, I mean, we can't.
No.
What happened before us happened before us. We're just, what we're doing now is how we're trying to be fair.
You got them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Still.
Not working.
I don't know. Do you know, Cindy, how much my loan is left?
What you got left? No, I don't.
I guess that don't really matter. That don't really matter.
And what was, that was for the?
The new.
Automatic stuff, okay.
I told my wife about it. Pretty bad deputy.
Thank you.
He's early.
He gave me a calendar for herself for that dumb man. He got.
She didn't even write yours down.
He did do a very good job of hiding $90,000 today.
Oh, this is just the expended, these are paid out. I'm thinking the wrong thing. My brain's not working.
Because she, we're out $90,000 2 days before she.
Well, I guess it don't really matter how much you have left because you, everybody pays all their loans off at the same time. And that's in 2026.
Oh, so that's how long they have to pay the loans off?
Yeah, everybody's loans that they've, the one, the 1% loans that they did, everybody pays them off at the same time.
So you won't be able to go 5 years on them.
Well, this is a, the, this is a different kind.
It's a different kind.
That's a different one. He got one before for this stuff.
Yeah, doesn't this TIF expire in 26 also?
26, yeah. And 26 payable 27, so.
Okay, so you will be able to do five.
Yeah, five. This is just five right now.
So anything next year will have to be.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out something different.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Sneaking in.
So what we'll be looking for is actually pre-approval? And until we get the amounts?
I think now we just close the meeting till.
No, I mean, as far as his most, or when it comes to regular session.
Yeah, yeah, pre-approve, yeah, just, and then close.
And then we'll.
Yeah, and then discuss and approve at the end of the meeting.
Yes.
Any for truck order money?
What?
Bring truck order money?
You wanna go ahead and close it out, or?
I have nothing else.
All right, and anybody have anything else on this? If not, we'll close this meeting with the recommendation to approve it.
You're happy, I'm happy, I'm happy.
All right, we're, 6:30, the other meeting will start, and then that's when we'll do the stuff.
Now you can check around big black water.
No.
You know what, I think.
The pledge allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for the invocation. Heavenly Father, please bless this council and help us make the best decisions possible for the people of Lewiston. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, BC. All right, clerk, if you call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark is absent. Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Kim Pascal?
Here.
John Swatler is absent. Mayor Lee Ferry?
Here. All right, having the quorum, if everyone's had a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting, if have any additions, corrections to the minutes, any changes or questions? If not, I get a motion.
Motion to accept.
Motion, a second by Kim. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, Cindy, do you have a clerk's report?
Yeah, I sent everybody a copy of this IDOT. It's kinda like a review, what was dispersed in beginning of 21, ending in December of 21. Cause that's the year. They're not May 1st like here. Motor fuel tax is January 1st, so. At that time, I had to send all the receipts to MFT. They compare all my receipts from here to their numbers, and then, cause it's like an audit. And this is just showing that everything matched. So, and I have to show it to the council, then it can be filed. So that's what that paper was, to show that we're not using motor fuel tax money incorrectly.
All right, thank you. Anybody have any questions? All right, moving on. Treasurer Brown, do you have anything for us this evening?
Nothing to report tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Combs, glad to see you.
Good to see you.
Everything to talk about?
I do not, thank you.
All right. Engineers report, we don't have an engineer. Public comments and petitions. Anyone here from the public wish to make a comment? Hearing no one. All right. Finance, and moving on to committee reports, finance, Alderman Person Clark is gone. Sewer, Mrs. Spotlow is gone. Streets and alleys, Mr. Miller, do you have anything?
Don't have anything under streets and alley.
All right. Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
We got two applicants went through the testing, and they're going to do some follow-up interviews next week. He does have an academy tentatively aligned, but obviously we've got to get him hired. They won't accept him fully until we get somebody hired, but that's in July.
Oh, really? How many spots do you have?
He's got two.
Two? And we're at Champaign?
No, down at the, not south.
Belleville?
Yeah, I think.
Really? That's where I went. Long time ago. I thought they closed down after they let me out. All right, anybody got any questions, Brad? Okay. Water, Mr. Miller.
As at this point, we still are compliant.
All right, very good. Utilities, publications, public grounds, buildings, Mr. Long.
We got the new shed set, leveled, and squared up and parked.
Yes, that looks nice.
Kendall and crew are going to be putting shelves and getting ready to go. Kevin helped us get it set straight, level, looks good. Good quality shed, money well spent.
What's the time?
Other than ongoing projects that we're still trying to get to, nothing new other than a shed.
That said, we need to maybe get some bids on that and get that sold to the...
The old one?
Yeah, do some sealed bids or something on it and get it out of there.
I know we mentioned when we were there the other day, but I mentioned it again to Evan to bring the forks up and get that nasty green shed out from in front of the church and hide it somewhere.
Would those guys have any use for it down the well field or?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think it's big enough. I don't.
I just.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only what, 6x8?
Yeah, 6x8. Correct.
Can we move it somewhere and put a for sale sign on it or sealed bids?
Yeah, just do sealed bids and
right.
We were talking like maybe start the bids at 500 and anything over 500, you know, and just do a sealed bid and just set a date.
He said he could move it down to the lower end down there or put it up on Marshall Street.
Are you wanting me to put something out there somewhere?
I'm saying you have to publish for that, don't you?
Right.
Yeah, we have to publish.
Yeah. But I thought Music in the Park owned it.
Yeah, we did, but we're just...
So since it... Yeah, and I'm all confused who actually owns it.
I don't know either. I mean, the city took over the...
The Music in the Park, so then...
So it'd probably be easier to do it that way.
Okay.
I think it'd probably be the correct way to do it, is just go ahead and sell it.
So through. I'll put something in the paper.
I thought you were going to raffle it off.
Well, we were going to do that, but I think we'll just do sealed bids. It'd probably be the easiest way to do it. And if not, then we'll have to do something else.
The only consideration is the publication costs for sealed bids. She's going to have to put it in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's going to be...
That's expensive anymore, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, technically, like I said in the beginning, it did belong to Music in the Park. And not actually to the city at that time.
Yeah.
It was Music.
I mean, yeah, can they do...
Well, one government entity to another, right? So can the school use it?
I mean, the money's going back into...
Music in the Park.
Or could they raffle it?
Raffle.
Music in the Park.
Raffle.
I mean, the city's gonna basically ignore the fact that, you know, they ever took ownership of it, because technically it didn't. They just took over the operation to be able to use the tourism money to do that. The building was never a part of that. There was never a bill of sale or anything.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't discussed at all.
It's still technically the organization's.
Yeah.
So I guess from that standpoint, on a technical basis, we wouldn't have to publish. They could just... But we wouldn't have to seal bid then either.
That's fine.
Just put it up for sale.
Just put it up for sale and...
Donate the money to the city or whatever you want to do with it.
Put it back.
We'll just put it up for sale then and
Yeah,
I mean, actually, I could probably post it online. Probably the fastest way to do it.
Yep.
And just post it online for sale.
Put it on the shed, leave it there.
Somebody will want to put their garden stuff out on the yard.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a she shed.
Yeah, a little she shed in the garden, yeah.
I talked to somebody from the fair board. I told them it'd be nice for them for like a ticket booth or something, you know.
True.
You can load it and move it wherever you want to, and it's heavy duty and it's enclosed. But anyway, all right, I'll just do that then.
Don't matter to me.
We'll just sell it that way.
I don't care. We got a member of the fair board here. He can buy it.
I just mow the yard.
That's a non-committal answer.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, sorry about...
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
That's, like I said, I know if it's been a police vehicle or something, yeah, that was something that was purchased by, and we have to do it that way. All right,
thank you. Moving on, tourism.
Don't matter to me.
Okay.
Kim, do you have anything for tourism?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. TIF, we have a TIF application we'll talk about later. Citizens Committee, Miss Amanda Smith.
Yeah, so good evening. I just wanted to report an update on the Sherry Bustos funding that we did apply for. I have a good feeling about it. Hopefully, we should be hearing a confirmation towards the end of May. They are waiting to wrap some other things up. Like I said, I feel pretty confident to the point that I went ahead and asked Evan to go ahead and get an itemized list of the valves and the equipment and the pipe work that would be purchased through that grant funding.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. Appreciate everything you do.
Good work.
Christmas Committee. Mr. Kenny Hickey. Had a spaghetti supper.
As y'all know, we had our spaghetti supper, and what I'm hearing is that it turned out pretty good. We ended up with, like, right at $2,300. So that'll help buy costumes, whatever we need. So that's a little bit better than what we had last year, since most of it was coming out of our pockets. And so we'll be able to do that. But talking with Tina today, and probably kind of take a little rest for a few months and not really do a whole lot. We don't want to get everybody Christmas out either, you know. But we do have a meeting the 23rd over here at the Visitor Center at 6 o'clock. For those of you who's not out buying bacon and sausage, so you just come by. And that's about it right now.
23rd of May?
Yes, sir.
6 o'clock, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that'll probably be the last meeting we have for a few months until...
All right. Thank you very much, Kenny. All right, moving on. Evans at graduation. Unfinished business. We talked about the personnel ordinance a couple weeks ago about the vacation issue. The only line I see is about it. And we basically use it or lose it. Is that the way it is, Nate?
That's correct.
So, is anyone...
Well, you, to be fair, you accumulate, but then once you accumulate your max, it doesn't continue to accumulate. You don't get compensated for it. It goes away. Or you stop accumulating.
Okay.
it was set up this year, and it's as much his fault as anybody's. He didn't take his days off. And I've explained that to him, and they're going to cross-train, so when he takes a day off, I give him some fatherly advice and said, shut your phone off and leave town. But he's going to cross-train, so they don't have to, you know, depend so much on him. But I think he lost 11 days. Mm-hmm. And he's got more plan by himself, but still.
Yeah. And he said he didn't want to change just for him, because it has happened.
Didn't, but I've been in that situation, and, you know, it's still part of your benefit. And whether it's your, it's up to you whether you use it or not. But I don't think it's quite right to.
And Whirling got up to his end. Whirling lost one, I think, was all he lost. Yeah. He hurried up and took.
That's just my thought. I worked with two companies that when I first started for them, they had use it or lose it. And we just stayed on them long enough that they finally says, okay, it's part of your benefit. You got it coming, so.
How did they buy it from you?
40 hours on an hourly wage.
When you didn't use it, what did they do?
They just paid you your hourly wage for 40 hours, 5 days.
At the end of the fiscal year. I mean, because that's the thing, is we're doing everything as a fiscal year. So if you had somebody accumulate
and
4 weeks and then went to leave, they'd want that paid.
And that was why it was changed.
Been acquired over.
Yeah.
And then they take the regular taxes and everything out of it, just like.
I know I talked to Becca about it, and she said if, you know,
because
we've already started this year, you know, it couldn't really, they couldn't do it till next year, because we'd have to account for that money in the budget.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If two or three people, you know, decide to take it all and pay, then it would mess up the budget.
Yeah. I think we should just encourage them to take their vacation time. Yeah. If you got it, if you earned it.
Whether we do this or not, I'm not the only one that, I mean, I don't decide that. I just brought it up. But I think if you got the benefits, your benefit package is 2 weeks of vacation and a week of sick time. And some people get mad. I've had management get mad. They'll see somebody call, they'll have somebody call in sick, and then they see them at Walmart and call them in and chew them out for, well, I thought you were sick. What are you doing in Walmart? Well, maybe I'll get the prescription because I'm sick. Sick day, vacation day, that's the same line.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure if the benefit package states you get 2 weeks vacation, you either take 2 weeks or get paid 2 weeks. But, you know, and I would feel that way if I was an employer. I'm going
to
pay somebody.
You have to use it every year.
Yes. So.
So an 8-year employee with 8 years of service has 5 weeks. He takes 5 weeks every year.
Well, depending on when they started, right? Because there's two classifications: those hired after January 1st of 2014, and those hired.
Okay.
Before. So yes, 4 weeks or 5 weeks for that employee is taken.
Plus
all the holidays.
That's a very gracious.
Very.
Schedule.
Yeah.
Very.
Because I had 24 years in at FedEx, and I only got.
Yeah, there we go. We have.
And you probably didn't get a week of vacation after you worked for 6 months either, I'm guessing.
No.
That's something that's.
We have Johnny that has.
I had to work a year before I got.
Right.
Yeah.
The cities.
Yeah. So we got Johnny, Evan, and Chief Whirling.
Right.
So Whirling's going to be leaving, so that. And then Johnny will retire next year, so then he'll just leave Evan on that one. And
right.
Everybody else has the other.
No, the city is definitely.
I think it'd be different if he was denied the time off or time off request.
Right.
And I would feel more obligated if he come in to take the time off and the mayor says, no, you can't have a time off. Then I think we're in a situation where he was denied his time. But he didn't try to take it. I mean, he's dedicated. So
he's very,
I get that.
Very dedicated.
I'm not kicking him at that. He's just dedicated.
Yeah.
You know, that one morning he had a lot to discuss with me, so he sat up here for like 3 hours and he's like, I'm not working today. This is my, you know, I'm using PTO, but I'm just talking to you about stuff.
I've seen him about two or three different times during the day, and what are you doing? I'm off today. Well,
yeah.
What are you doing here?
That's what I said to him.
All right. Well, we've talked about it. I don't think we're going to take any action, so let's move on. If anybody has any ideas in the future, don't hesitate to bring them up. Moving on to new business. We have the TIF application for Wash Zone and the car wash. The owner of the car wash is here. We had a TIF committee meeting prior to this one. He's requesting TIF money for a new parking lot. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Kinney? He's requesting this $20,995, and he's trying to secure another bid. So, trying to get the best deal. So, we talked earlier. What we normally do is half of a grant and half of a forgivable loan. He was made aware of the fact that if it sells prior to those 5 years, that he may be responsible for that. If we need to, anybody has any ideas and we want to take action, any questions? We accept it and approve it, right? I mean, it's whatever. Yeah, make a motion to award.
Motion to accept the laundromat's TIF.
So it would be $10,000.
Half of it forgivable, half of it. It's actually $21,000.
So grant would be $10,497.50, and then that same for the forgivable loan. And then if he comes in with a lower amount, then we'll do that. So, okay.
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion for a half grant, half forgivable loan. The amount's $10,497.50 for each. Have a motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Jim Long?
Yay.
Brad Ward?
Yay.
Kendall Beller?
Aye.
Kim Pastel?
Aye.
And Mayor Lee Ferry?
Aye.
I forget, you're supposed to vote on it.
I know, I never remember that either. So, all right. Thank you, sir. We'll get the paperwork done and city clerk will be in contact with you.
Yeah, just let me know when you get that other. Okay.
And the next thing on the order of business is they request a handicap parking sign in front of Now and Again Boutique on the corner of Main and Washington Street. We have to do an ordinance for that, I think.
Yeah, Jody was going to come, but
is she wanting the Main Street side?
Yeah, and I talked to Worrell about it too, and he said he thought we just had to come. Since it's on, Main Street, we'd have to go to the state.
Right.
She wants it over on this side on Washington. Worland said, it'd be good in that first lot for a van, because then that way they could open
up. Well,
the
ramp is on that side. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But the ramp also, it doesn't go north, it comes, they have to go out and about.
So he just said, Chief Worland said present it to the council and have them decide.
Does it have to be two spaces anymore? Like the place to park and then the place to unload the van if it's a van?
She has a space that's open, that's no parking right in front of her place.
Yeah.
Oh, so
that would be wide enough if you did the stripes.
I think your room just
and then
one
took
spot.
The very first spot, you probably would. My only concern is there's not direct access to that. I mean, you have to go out and about.
You have to go out on a main street.
Close to, at least the parking spots. I don't know. I mean, I'd like Evan to...
And why this was brought up, they had that big court case at the courthouse.
Yeah.
She had some customers that couldn't park. The lady that was handicapped had to stay in the car because it was too far to get to her shop. And she felt bad because she didn't have any available parking spots.
There's a fair amount of space between the first parking spot.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So yeah, I think you'd be wise enough there. If
that first spot would be good.
Use that first spot. And that, I just I worry about access to the ramp. Just the...
Mm-hmm. I don't know what our...
The buffer of the parking...
Maybe.
On Main Street, there's going to be a good 8 feet or so before you get any traffic from that,
yeah,
that approach. Plus, if you look at it, it's back probably 4 feet in the sidewalk,
yeah,
too. I don't know how they're going to get in the buildings there, ma'am.
I don't think
there's two steps in the building.
Yeah,
she's
getting
ready to put a handicap ramp in somehow, she said.
Yeah, that would work. Just fine. There's a fire hydrant there, but one of the parking spots there is just access. It's really a problem.
Remember how crowded it was when we put them guns up and
mm-hmm.
parked on the
yeah.
left side and her pickup was on the right? I mean, it wasn't that wide a street anyway.
Right.
But.
So what do we have to do, Nathan? Do we just...
We parked like that day.
There's a list of all the handicapped parking spots, I believe, in the ordinances, and all we'd have to do is add that.
Okay.
And then it'd be a city-enforced standard fine for
okay.
violation. Then we put a sign up.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically,
yeah,
what we need then is
a sign.
What's that?
After we do that, then we can order the sign. Right.
Do the ordinance 10 days after it's passed. You put the sign up. Yep.
So basically all we need is a motion to
mm-hmm.
put a handicap sign there and
then, I'll draft the ordinance.
And then Nathan will draft the ordinance if it passes. That's what everybody wants to do. So somebody want to make a motion to put this sign up or? All we have to do is add it to the list of handicap parking places is what Nathan says and then we'll amend it.
Make a motion to add the disabled sign. What's the address? Washington and Main?
Yes, in front of Now and Again Boutique.
Yeah.
All right, we have a motion. Anybody want to second that?
I will.
All right, seconded by Brad. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Yeah.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Passel?
All right, motion carries. Next order of business, Illinois River Road Annual Marketing Investment. Is that the one where they wanted to?
Yeah, it's our annual fee that we pay to them. Just wanted to get that okay with you guys. They have a video. If you haven't got online and looked at the video, you need to go on and watch it. It's nice, a nice video on there. Different, you know, it's all of Lewistown and... you can go on and I printed this out for you. The website, you know, we could put activities, you know, on there. When Lewiston has an activity, we can list it on there. Got the video on there. So that's up to you guys if you want to keep the city of Lewiston on the River Road.
I move to approve the Illinois River Road annual marketing investment.
All right, motion by Kendall.
And it is $500.
$500 to
yeah.
Illinois River Road Marketing Investment. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Alderman Long.
Okay.
All right, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Jim Long?
Yay.
Brad Ward?
Yay.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Passel?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Next order of business. Supplemental maintenance resolution, is that for Catholic Cemetery?
Yeah. You want to explain that?
It's Catholic Cemetery Road. We decided after discussing we're not going to put any more coal patch on it. We got a
build the road up because it just keeps falling apart. So we had to add that to our motor fuel tax to spend this money, and we need a supplemental.
Yeah, need supplemental. And since it's IR, if it had been a different company, it would have been okay. But it's IRC, who's also doing our seal coat, so we have to get everything okay again.
So it's just adding $25,000 to motor fuel tax, basically, to pay anyway, pay out of motor fuel tax.
You gonna build it up and seal coat it?
Try to. That's the goal.
Any springs on that road, that's the problem?
They're gonna grind it down and then.
Yeah, we're gonna mill it, take it back to gravel, basically, and then try to dig the ditches out and see if we can get the water away from it.
Yeah.
It's just that. Yes, it's, and the road's not very high anyway, and it's
water level.
And water's trying to get to the creek on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
It's probably needs some culverts and things. So it was, like I said, it was just a late add to our first ordinance. So if I can have a motion.
So we have to do the resolution and then the revised estimate of maintenance. So the two things.
All right, there are two things.
Yeah.
So what? We have to have two votes?
Yeah.
So it's a supplemental maintenance resolution?
Yeah, the first one's a resolution and the other is the maintenance cost.
Can we do it in one?
I move to approve the supplemental maintenance resolution.
Right. I'll second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Who said that?
I did.
Jim?
Oh, Jim.
Okay. Alderperson Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
All right, same thing for the estimate of maintenance costs. It's for the same thing. This government red tape.
Yeah. It's only a motion and a second again.
All right, need a motion to approve estimate of maintenance costs, please.
Motion, estimate of maintenance costs on Castle Grove.
I'll second that motion.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Moving on to the bills. Everybody take a look at the bills. Anybody have any questions, answers, comments? If not, need a motion to pay the bills. And
so moved.
Motion by Brad. Second by Jim. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Jim Long?
Yes.
Brad Ward?
Yes.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Kim Paschal?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. No one has anything further? I have a motion to adjourn, please.
Move to adjourn.
All right.
What did we decide to do with the little shed? We got to come sell it?
Yeah, put it for sale sign on it.
The original crew of music in the park is going to take care of all that. That's not a city problem.
We'll take care of it.
We're about to.